This is a Rooster Teeth production.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I think you already know what's up. Once again, Mark and Brad have failed to come to the studio to record. It is actually about 8 p.m. almost right now, our time, and they were supposed to be here at 4. They no-showed again, so I'm having to do the podcast with Mariel Salcedo and Zoe Terhune again. We'll get more into that in a second, but first, I would just like to thank Austin Needs Water. They're a local charity group, volunteer group, that really stepped up in the past couple weeks because our elected government officials refused to do so, to provide relief to the residents here in Austin who still do not have water. We are coming up on almost a month now since the ice storm of 2021 that wrecked the state. And there are still a lot of people, especially in low-income apartment complexes and areas, who have not had clean drinking water for weeks, let alone enough to wash their hands and bodies and clothes in the middle of a pandemic. But Austin Needs Water really stepped up. They got a bunch of water. I helped pass out a bunch of it this past weekend. They actually teamed up with the National Guard to get like these cubes of water at a bunch of different places. So yeah, they do really good work. I just want to say thank you to them. They're doing good shit. And let's get into the show. Guys, I'm so sorry that I had to pull you in again.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's tough, but I'm happy we're here. And I will say that Austin doesn't have water, but of course Austin does have plenty of cat piss. Still working on that, you guys. One day, hoping soon. It looks like the servers might get back to it. Honestly, it's a crapshoot. I know nothing about technology.
That's okay. Listen, I feel like the servers are secondary to your digitizing efforts with the vinyls and the cassette tapes. But Zoe, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just hanging out. I actually just got back from trying to talk Mark and Brad down from doing something crazy. You know how Mark or Brad, I can never tell the difference, is working on a cold brucha recipe?
Yeah, the cold brucha. They tweet about it a lot.
Yeah, they do. They hack the account because that's supposed to be me who has the social media access. But yeah.
Well, it's they shared it on LastPass. That's on me, actually. That was my fault. They asked me for it one time, and they kept asking for it, and I kept getting tired of sending them the password. I was like, dude, just search it in your history. And they were like, I don't know how to do that. So I just kind of sent it to them on LastPass. So that's on me. I can change the password if you want me to.
No, you know what? It's fine. They love their cold brucha. They love letting the world hear their voices, all the things they have to say. It's fine. Yeah. But they found out that there is a cold brucha brewery that exists here in Austin.
Oh,
I had to go to that brewery to meet them, to talk them down from heisting it, trying to steal their recipes, trying to burn their beans. I don't really know what the plan is. They're breaking in. They want the market, man. They want a monopoly on cold brucha. I'm worried that they're going to be detained again.
Listen, if that's where they are, I don't have any more money in the slush fund for legal fees, and they're just going to have to figure that shit out on their own.
I can't represent them again in court as legal. I just can't do it. Emotionally.
Yeah, no, sure.
You wear a lot of hats, Zoe.
I know.
And for that, we obviously thank you. There's lots of things, but yeah, I don't know what's going on with them.
Thank you for saying that, Mariel. That's touching.
Of course.
Means a lot to me. I did try to convince them to do something better with that energy that they have, like go wakeboarding or ride one of those bird scooters around until they get tired and fall asleep and have to take a nap. I don't think it got through to them, though.
Dude, I'm just fucking annoyed because like I said, it's like 8 o'clock. I sent them here's the thing. They were in town. I saw them yesterday. I literally sent calendar invites. I sent emails. I sent texts. I slacked them. I sent a fucking hawk. I trained the hawk to send them a fucking piece of mail, Harry Potter style. And they said they're going to be here. I can look at this. This is it. It says they're going to be here. And here we are in their stead. 8 o'clock, which also, this place creepy at night. As soon as the AC kicks off, it is violently silent. I hate it here. Also, why don't we have AC after 8 p.m.? I think we should talk to someone about that.
I don't know. Sometimes the silence can give you time to think.
Who the fuck was
what
that?
What the fuck was that?
Oh my God, it's my arch nemesis, the nighttime janitor.
The what?
The nighttime janitor.
Sometimes it's easier to see the dirt in the dark.
Who? How long okay. have you been in here?
45 yeah. minutes.
Wait, you've been here? Wait, hold on. No, I didn't see anyone when we came.
There's an overwhelming number of windows in this podcast studio. I don't know how that helps dampen the sound. It seems like it might be a structural error.
Actually, the thing about that is, so the reason why we have this wall of windows is because Mark and Brad wanted to only record during the golden hour, but I tried to let them know that the golden hour was a visual thing, and seeing how this is an audio-only medium, it wouldn't matter. But again, it was in the contract, so I had to oblige.
That's a really tight window, the golden hour. As an aspiring filmmaker's last janitor, I know all about that.
Oh, you mean, I want to ask about the movies, but I don't want to ask about the kind of movies you make.
Zoe knows all about them. I leave her the tapes in a locker.
Yeah, I've watched a couple. Beautiful cinematography work, by the way. The content, disturbing, to say the least.
I know we don't always get along from a janitorial perspective.
This is all well and fun, but who the fuck are you?
Yeah, what's your story?
Says it on the coveralls. The name's Chenton Strawberry, janitor at large.
At large doing what?
At large doing what? Do you go from complex to complex providing janitorial services? Are you a freelance janitor?
I am the nighttime janitor. Dirt in the dark is my specialty.
Dirt in the Dark happens to be the name of your magnum opus, right? Your favorite, your best film.
It's a script that I'm looking to get kickstarted.
I'm not going to lie, Dirt in the Dark sounds like it would be James Joyce's sex tape.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
It's also a Lady Gaga B-side.
Yeah, she does have like Dancing in the Dark, so.
She cool. does.
Yeah, it's a little a seaside, even. Maybe I'm saying too much. But yeah, Zoe, I've observed Zoe cleaning, and I feel like I learned so much.
I clean in the mornings. Do you sleep here? Or how do you see me doing my thing?
Is it sleep if your eyes are open?
Yeah.
I feel like I always need to be on my guard. You never know what can happen at a podcast studio, and I need to learn.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling kind of violated.
I'm sorry, Zoe. It's just some people say that janitorial work is an island, it's an isolated job, but I wish someday that we could join forces. Maybe clean within, maybe arrange our schedules so we have an hour of crossover.
Yeah, like maybe like a late evening, early afternoon kind of situation.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really necessary. I'm overworked as it is, being in literally every department here.
I understand. I am a loser.
Hey, you do a lot of good work. What was it? Cheston?
Chesten Strawberry, janitor at large.
Yes, Cheston.
Mr. Strawberry, janitor at large. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is kind of weird that you're just hanging out with us, but I don't know. We have an extra mic. Do you want to just like do the show with us?
I would love to. I have a break coming up, and I can tell you, quite frankly, being a janitor, you learn so many secrets. I know secrets about all of you.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, that's comforting. I don't know how I feel about that. I would like my secrets to remain as such, so I will not delve further into that, but...
Why don't you tell me which secrets you like kept secret, and I'll keep those secrets secret. For example, we've heard a lot of talk about cat pee around these parts. But yep.
There's lots of cat pee.
As someone with an extensive knowledge and analysis of urine, I can tell you that perhaps that's not completely cat urine.
Oh?
Oh, like what? Like human or another
like
animal?
Dog?
There may be a larger conspiracy here at large.
You know what, Mr. Strawberry? I think you're right because I know what cat urine smells like. I've gotten close to it. And I do... agree with the notion that perhaps it is maybe some cat urine mixed with something else. And I don't know what's going on, but it cannot. I don't know how to fix this. Maybe you can help me.
There could be more here. A conspiracy. We'll have to investigate.
Absolutely.
Well, oof. This is, sorry guys. I got an AOL instant messenger message. I didn't even know I had an AOL account. That's weird. I was more of a Yahoo Messenger person myself.
I knew that you did.
Is that one of my secrets?
You know all our secrets.
Because I know everything. Our secrets. So I knew.
Well, Please don't tell them what I use it for. But I got sent a audio file from the user Marco Brolo 69.
Wonder who that could be.
Wonder who that could fucking be. I'm gonna play it for you guys. Hold on.
Hey, Kalo, what's up? It's Mark and Brett. So you've seen our tattoos. You've complimented our tattoos. We've made you compliment our tattoos. We're gonna go live our tattoos. Kalo, we've chartered a private plane to Canada to go meet with the president of Skyrim, Todd Howard.
Look, so, man, right? Kalo, listen. I don't know if you've seen the tattoos that we have, okay? Dragons.
Right.
Knights.
Right.
Fire. Babes. You know, Skyrim is metal. Skyrim is the future. And this guy, Todd Howard, he's like Skyrim Jesus, okay? And we're going to meet with him because I'm a dragon priest, and I have a dragon priest mask, and I can become that. I'm not going to say this is a life change, but everyone is on our journey.
Right.
Kayla, a Skyrim journey.
Kayla, things are different now. So we've chartered this plane. We're on our way up to Canada to meet with the president of Skyrim, Todd Howard. We are going to work our way into, I don't know if you've heard, they're re-releasing the Skyrim video game, so we're going to work our way into it. We got some ideas about what they can improve. Haven't played it yet. Doesn't matter. So we are not going to make it back because I feel like we're in too deep. We're just too deep.
If we make it back, it might not be us. Because, listen, this guy, Todd Howard, Skyrim Jesus, Skyrim Gandhi, Skyrim Thor, and what's going to happen to us after we meet with him? Let's just say if I'm not breathing fire by the time we come back, it was a wash. We shouldn't have gone, all right? I want to live my tattoos, and I want Brad to do that too. And we want that. And listen, we know you guys are working hard in the studio. At least we hope you are. You better be. But you could maybe be our priestesses when we come back. Because that's sick, dude.
Right. So anyway, we're not making it back.
We need the breath. We need the breath. We need the dragon breath. We need to speak. We're not going to make it.
Okay. Cool.
Right. We're going to go bully Todd Howard.
They're going to go bully Todd Howard, which honestly, I'm not mad at them.
No. Can they tell him to make Fallout 76 good?
Well, did you hear that like the next Fallout game's not going to come out till like 2028? The next Skyrim or the next Elder Scroll isn't going to come out till 2026.
I'll be dead by then.
Oh my god.
I play a lot of the Bethesda Elder Scrolls online, but I gotta play offline because I don't have a connection. So I call it Bethesda Elder Scrolls Offline.
Ooh. Well, I wish I could watch you stream it, but obviously you don't have
a connection, yeah.
So maybe sometime soon though.
Well, they sounded fun.
Speaking of breathing fire, Mariel, let's talk about hot girl snacks.
Dude, hot girl snacks.
Yeah, this is a topic near and dear to your heart. You're always bringing up talking about hot girl snacks, which snacks are and aren't hot girl snacks, what constitute a hot girl and the snack of their choice.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I feel like there's two things that Mark and Brett love so much, and that's hot girls and snacks. So when you combine the two, you get hot girl snacks, and it's the determination of whether a snack is a hot girl snack or not, right? So my friend came up with this theory that like if you go to the convenience store, you can be judged on whether you're a hot girl or not by whatever your snack of choice is. For example, hot chips, any kind of hot chip, some Takis, maybe like a hot Cheeto, especially if you get like the kind with like an additive flavor, like a lime hot chip. Limo, that's like ultimate hot girl snack, right?
Ultimate hot girl. That makes sense because it's spicy. Does it have to be spicy to be a hot girl snack? Because a hot pickle, that's a hot girl snack.
I think pickles in general.
Yeah, pickles in general are a hot girl snack. Anything that's pickled is a hot girl snack. It's a thing that you would see, like, the girls that, like, you're a little intimidated by, but you're also, like, kind of turned on by. That's what they're they're snacking on.
I'll have what she's having.
The girls in the...
Sometimes when I'm cleaning in the cafeteria, I see you girls eating, and I'll say to myself, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. What's your favorite snack? I'll tell you. I'll let you know if it's a hot girl snack or not.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes I take a can of Pepsi and a pan of Coca-Cola, and I mix them into one, and I say, let them be friends.
Oh. You know what? That's kind of sexy. I feel like.
That's kind of sexy.
I mean, I do feel like that might hit right in the middle of being a hot girl snack. So I think that could work.
I think being friends and breaking down barriers is hot girl stuff.
Yeah, that is hot girl shit. It's hot girl stuff. Real hot girl shit. Hot girl shit. Breaking down barriers.
Yeah. And then another thing about hot girls to know is that 99% of the time, hot girls have IBS.
That's so true.
It's just what it is. We can't control it. It's pretty much a fact that if you have IBS or any other kind of stomach issues, and then you immediately run to the bathroom, you are a hot girl. And also, a hot girl snack can also constitute something that makes someone have to run to the bathroom. For example, like a hot Cheeto, like I said earlier, if you eat those and then you're like, ooh, I got a tummy ache, it's probably because you're a hot girl.
Yeah. It seems like a chicken and the egg. Like, it's like a circle. It's like, well, do you have IBS or are you just eating all these spicy snacks? Also, right. To that point, they don't have to be spicy. I feel like that OG Big Honey Bun is also like the iced honey bun is also a hot girl snack.
What about OCPs? Ooh. Oatmeal cream pies?
Oh, oatmeal cream pies.
Even with that name?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to go no because I love an OCP, I've never heard of it that way, but I will only call it that. But
that's what Tim calls them.
It's not in the vending machine. I've never heard of it. Yeah, the only hot girl snacks I know are the ones from the vending machine. Okay, sorry. I have to step in here for a second. This is Elise. I was doing the Chenton strawberry thing the whole time. It's actually Elise.
So your name's Elise.
Yes.
That was Elise, a character.
Elise Wilms. Well, more of just a guise, if you will. I am the janitorial staff at this building alongside you, Zoe. Do you know that? You hold down the daytime position. However, I don't know. I guess I just, there's other stuff I want to do, and I want to act and perform, and I just thought maybe if I did the whole Chenton strawberry thing, maybe somebody would see, maybe the guys would see and think, like, she could do an amazing character on the podcast. Look at her. She's doing this whole Chenton strawberry thing. But the truth is, I do have IBS.
Well, Elise Willems, you are the hot girl of the day.
The hottest girl of the day.
The hottest girl of the day. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know what? I saw that little gleam in your eye, and I was like, I feel like I've seen this person before. I don't know about Mr. Chenton, but I didn't know. Yeah. No, I didn't know. You completely... I saw Chenton and I was like, that's Chenton. But there was something in my heart that said my soul is connected with this person before. So
thank you. I mean, Kayla, you've got the direct connection to Mark and Brad. Do you think that this is something that maybe they'd be interested in?
Oh, no, I think listen, if I know anything about Mark and Brad, is that they love improv comedy. And the fact that you can just do a character like that, really get into it, they would love that. They would absolutely love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, on the subject of hot girl snacks, though, I think anything with the breading.
Yes.
What kind of breading? Like a mozzarella fried stick? Thing? Like a mozzarella stick?
Oh, yeah. Anything deep fried, air fried. Like
chicken tenders?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a hot girl snack. I feel like anything that you can eat emphatically with a long acrylic nail is a hot girl snack.
Yeah. Yes, I was thinking about that, too. Or, like, I know some people will eat, like, hot Takis with chopsticks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So their fingies don't get gross.
That's a hot girl snack.
That means you're a hot girl for sure.
Yeah. But if you don't use the chopsticks and you're just like sucking the like heat off your fingies, that's even hotter. But I wanted to know what is your go-to road trip snack? And I will use my definitive brain guidelines to let you know if it's a hot girl snack or not. If you should be making your different choices.
It has to be like specifically my road trip snack.
It doesn't have to be specifically, but like the snack, like, you know, if you're going to go to a convenience store, like what are you going to pick up to snack on?
Oh, I'm going to get some double stuffed Oreos.
Double stuffed Oreos. Absolutely. Yeah. Hot girl snack number one.
Absolutely. And here's the thing about
double stuffed Oreos. Double stuffed should be the base layer. Double stuffed should be regular Oreos.
I agree.
No, it should be. Oh, see, you agree with us, Elise?
I'm with the double stuffed. Should be the standard.
It should be the stuff. Like, it's the perfect amount of cream. Why? No.
What? Double stuffed is somehow too much cream, right? Mm-hmm. Regular Oreos and mega stuffed are somehow both simultaneously the
mic.
Ideal. Do not mute my mic. I will not be silenced on this.
Hold on.
The ideal Oreos are either regular. Do not mute me, Mariel. I see you trying to hit that button. And the mega stuffed. I will not be silenced.
Wait, so you're saying the mega stuffed? How is the double stuffed that has less cream?
Wrong.
If you're looking for excess, if you're looking for excess, you got to commit to that. You got to go for the mega stuffs.
No, but we're talking about the default. We think it should be the default cookie.
Agreed. Yeah.
But that's
because it's the perfect amount of creme.
It's not the perfect amount of cream, though. It's too much if you're looking for the default.
No one's ever said absolutely too much cream.
No. Dude, people literally will get the Oreos, crack them open, put two of them together, and make their own double stuff. I don't see why we shouldn't just default to the double.
That should be illegal. Can I mute all your mics?
Absolutely not. Elise, I know that you have been here doing the janitorial duties, and I really appreciate that, but I'd love to offer you all of Zoe's other six jobs, because to doing audio and being the audio engineer, I'm also now HR. So Zoe, this will be your last day.
I could use the platform because I feel like if I get into those other departments, there's so many roles I could take on. I will say on the subject, from a janitorial perspective of the Oreo debate, you know, I'm saying regulate the double stuffed as the standard Oreo, because what we're seeing, Kayla mentioned this, we're seeing the tops of the Oreos twisted off, discarded to combine and make the double stuff natural Oreo. And then as a custodian, I'm finding those discarded tops, you know, just left in the on the ground. They don't make it in the trash can. So
it's a biohazard. It's irresponsible.
The people who DIY double stuff Oreos are animals and should be treated as such, is what you're saying.
They need to be babied. Yes, they need to be treated like infants and have their double stuffed provided to them.
They're basically like the babies with the Cheerios, and they just kind of get them everywhere and get them all over their face. They are the same level of monster as an infant child.
Yeah, why do babies like eat Oreos, or not Oreos, why do babies eat Cheerios so much? Do we know?
It's just what we give them.
Yeah. they're not rolling up to HEB like, ooh, I'm gonna get these unflavored Cheerios and I'm gonna pour them out on my little high chair and I'm gonna
fist them and throw them.
And
babies really do be eating Cheerios, though.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's like, how did Cheerios become the official snack of babies everywhere?
Maybe it's because they fit around their perfect little, they fit perfectly around their silly little finger,
like a little ring. I feel like it's got to be some sort of like marketing campaign from the 50s we don't know about, where it's just like, oh, do you want your little baby to grow up big and strong?
Yeah.
Well, we've got the food for you. That's right. Not the Honey Nut, just the plain Wheatios. Give them to your kid, make him strong. He's gonna be a football player.
Yeah, kind of like how like cornflakes or whatever were originally invented to prevent people from
masturbating.
Yes. Masturbating. Yeah. Did you know that Kellogg brothers, that was the main reason that they had beef, because one of the brothers was like, if we add sugar we could sell so much more, and then the one was like, it's not for pleasure, it's because I went to rehab and they gave me this stuff that tasted like gravel, and I tried to recreate it and it made me so unhorny that I medically prescribed it to my people, and if you put sugar on it then you are literally Satan and not my brother anymore. and then the younger brother who wanted the sugar won a settlement and he was allowed to make Frosted Flakes, and now we have furries being horny over Tony the Tiger 100 years later, and that's just science.
I will say Frosted Flakes make me horny, and then I will say that plain Cheerios are definitely not a hot baby snack, so grow up babies and get some real hot girl snacks in your diet.
Yeah.
What would a hot baby snack be?
I don't know about you, Zoe, but I can testify when I'm cleaning Mariel's office at night, I'm just finding cornflakes everywhere. Like someone in a throw of passion just let these loose.
Dude, like what are you doing with all the cornflakes? My hot girl or my road trip snack?
Snack. I'll tell you if it's a hot girl snack or not.
You said drinks are a thing?
Drinks can be a thing too, yeah.
Coke Zero is like 97% of my personality.
Okay.
So that's a hot girl snack. That's a hot girl snack.
Yeah,
nice.
A hot girl snack.
Yeah. There was a changeover with Coke Zero, right? Did they change the recipe or something?
I don't actually know. Maybe.
It hasn't tasted like it to me.
I know Kayla once said to me that they were sweetened with stevia, which I do not believe is true. I believe it is still aspartame. That's my knowledge on Coke Zero.
Kayla, rebuttal?
I still think it's stevia.
Cool. I read a can. I have a can behind.
Or maybe
me,
it's
actually.
Yeah. Read the can. While you read that can,
I don't want to get up.
While you read that can, while you get up and grab that can and read it, I would just like to say, women belong in the kitchen. If they want to, of course. Yet only 20% of chefs are women. We're on a mission to change the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career. Now, what I've just read to you guys is a tweet from the official at Burger King UK handle. The UK has been in a bunch of hot water this week. They were racist. They were sexist. They were probably homophobic because Piers Morgan. Damn, there was a lot of UK shit this week.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to touch on this, like, just super quick. How the do you think this do you think this person still has a job? And no. Two, do you think what they were trying to do was valid? No.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know about Zoe. I know, I think she runs the social, but, like, that's kind of a free-for-all. Yeah. I'm assuming she just writes whatever the hell she wants. But, like, for a brand like this, I can imagine that this thread went through multiple people to get approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, especially for something like International Women's Day, like brands aren't just like letting their interns tweet, which is like, you know, a big misconception in like the social media scape. But this 100% went through different people's Twitches. Like,
yeah. That was a meeting last December where they were talking about 2021 tent poles. And they were like, we're going to round out Q1 by hitting this International Women's Suite. We're going to be so lit. Like, Burger King, we're going to change our name to Burger Queen for the day. Like, they were really feeling themselves. And then, like, some, like, scrappy young 37-year-old white man who probably runs the social media department was like, I've got an idea. Women face so much sexism. I don't know why I went Australian. Yeah.
It's a great accent.
They belong in the kitchen. We hear it all the time. Turn it on its head. And then they were like, brilliant.
Let's flip the expectations. Let's flip it on its head. Let's lull people in with a what they, now? And then we'll say no, we'll flip it around. I personally don't think anyone lost a job because of this.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And I think that maybe this, it depends. If one person pitched this, maybe. Mm. Or maybe there's like some sensitivity training that they might now get invited to. Mm-hmm. But I do think this could have been a brainstorm among many people and no one could pinpoint. I think hasn't really gotten out much is that the New York Times launched a full page ad of this.
Oh boy.
So to say that this was an accidental, we missed the mark tweet, there was a campaign, a full campaign. If you Google it.
Oh my God. So this wasn't just the UK?
I think it was the New York Times, but they structured it so that the first line of the tweet was the large text, I believe. And the subsequent tweets were small text.
Yeah. Insanity.
So for them brushing this off as like, oh, well, this was just a misstep. Like, no, this was a broader campaign because they couldn't pull the New York Times ad.
I think they're missing the demo because like the New York Times demographic is drastically different from the Burger King UK Twitter page demographic. The New York Times readers are like Michael Barbaro fans who just want to hear what's going on in the day. Apparently he cheated on his husband with a woman. Anyway, some tea about Michael Barbaro. But
Michael
then the
Barbaro
people,
is the worst kind of centrist, but we don't have to talk about that.
We could talk about that another time. But the people who are reading the tweets on the Burger King UK page, other than like myself, who went to go look at this tweet, are like, oh, women, what's an English accent? Chip, chip, women belong in the kitchen. Cheerio. I agree with that. Retweet. And then they don't click it and read the fucking.
Yeah. Oh, get the birds in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the birds in the kitchen. Pip, pip. I don't know how British people talk
anymore. It's hard. And also, like, it also feels like whoever pitched this saw, like, all the positive press when Oreo tweeted out trans women are women. And they were just like,
oh my gosh,
we could top that.
Yep.
We could top that with this tweet. We're going to be so fucking woke, dude.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Oreo had tweeted out, make double stuff the standard, and then as a linked tweet below that, did trans women are women? Right? It's like, come on, Oreo. But no, they went for it. They were just like, trans women are women, and you got to put some respect on that from a cookie.
Just out of nowhere. It wasn't a holiday. It wasn't, I don't know, maybe someone just really just angry at JK Rowling that day, bringing it back to the UK. And they were just like, no, fuck her. She's awful. I hate that turf. And they just tweeted it out. Or maybe it was like a really cool intern's last day.
It was such a genuine tweet.
It was just like, no ad. There was no ad campaign behind it. It was just in tweet. And I was just like, I respect that as I ate my double stuffed perfect Oreos.
And they just, they went for it. They didn't change the E in Oreo to an X.
I hate that so much.
They just went for it.
I just saw this tweet that says, it's from a Twitter user at Maloons. It says, in an alternate universe, the Burger King tweet simply said Burger Queen and got 2.7 million likes.
I would have been fine with that.
I would have been more fine with that. Absolutely. That would have been preferable to the shit that they did.
Yeah. I am a custodian, but I also tweet, and I did tweet out the era of the Burger King is over. The time of the Burger Queen has come, because I also wanted to make Lord of the Rings reference.
Long live the Burger Queen.
Oh, I fucking love Lord of the Rings.
That's a good one. So I couldn't help myself.
But when are brands going to get that this like edgy like stuff isn't going to work? Like this like, ooh, gotcha. Like, it's never going to work.
Yeah, that might have flew in like 2010.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, like, fuck off.
Ever since, like, I feel like Arby's started it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Arby's had, like, the weirdest social media accounts for a long time.
Yeah, no, it was Arby's.
Yeah. They would make, like, fan art out of meat.
Yeah, they make fan art out of meat, ketchup, and the cardboard the stuff comes in, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they have to hire an artist for that. I mean, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, slow down, you're a hat, you know?
Dude, listen, owning a chain restaurant is hard, and it also makes me hungry, and that kind of brings us to our sponsor for today.
Oh, hey, Kayla, listen, before you record the next ad read, I just wanted to say, like, I don't want to get in your way or mess up your flow or anything like that, but I did want to talk to you about something real quick.
Okay, what's up?
The last two reads we've done for DoorDash, you know, they've been good, right? You're doing a good job.
Sure.
Mark and Brad are all about their reads being great. You know, those reads have got to be tight.
Yeah.
And being in marketing, being in sales, I know what our sponsors are looking for.
Uh-huh.
You mind if I make some notes on your copy and we can record together and you could just follow my lead?
So I'm looking at it and it looks like you've already written all over the copy. So yeah, sure. Why not? Go ahead.
Great. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right, so this episode of No Dumb Answers with Mark and Brad is brought to you by DoorDash. You know, DoorDash makes even long nights like these worth it.
You get home, your pants come off, Netflix goes on, and thanks to DoorDash, you've got a bonkers amount of pad thai on the way.
Yeah, or like ramen, or pizza, or pizza ramen, or ramen pizza, or even grocery essentials like snacks, or drinks, or other household items. DoorDash has over 300,000 partners in the US, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. That still boggles my mind that there's 300,000. Like, that's just so many, I can't even fathom a number that big. But you can also support your favorite neighborhood go-tos, or choose from the national restaurant chains that we all know and love.
The fact that DoorDash has something for everyone and makes everything super easy to find has actually made my life so much easier. Lately, what I've been doing with DoorDash is my girlfriend and I, when like one of us is having a bad day, we'll send each other treats, and she's non-dairy. She doesn't eat like she can't have non-vegan cupcakes and stuff. So in DoorDash, I can just search like vegan cupcake, vegan donut, and it just comes up with all the options I have locally. And that's slaps. Cute. I don't have to like go on Google and search, where are the vegan cupcakes at? They just come up for me. It's super easy.
Yeah, no, it's super awesome. And I also like that I like sushi a lot, and my favorite, but I only like salmon. Like, that's my go-to. So I can literally just type in salmon sushi, and it'll show me all the different restaurants in my area that have salmon sushi. And guess what? You can find salmon sushi too. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees, that's the key, on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code ANSWERS.
That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code ANSWERS.
That's right. I'm going to say it one more time. CTA one more time. You know it's important. That's code ANSWERS for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. And, of course, subject to change and terms apply. Now, Zoe, how is this different from the copy I usually do? Can you...
More fun?
Sure. You just wanted to do this with me, didn't you?
I just want to spend more time with you, Kayla.
Oh, I know. I love you.
I love you, too.
DoorDash!
DoorDash! Can we keep that in?
Man, all this food talk is making me hungry, though. And that reminds me of some more food news that happened recently. Okay, quick question. What do you think you could like, definitely do in a 20-month span? Because I want to know what you think you could do if you were given 20 months to do anything. Like, you only have to do this one thing. What do you think you could like reasonably manage to do?
Travel the world, write a graphic novel that I want to write, finish all the video games I want to finish.
You're also a multimillionaire, by the way.
Travel the world, do something productive, Habitat for Humanity, learn piano.
I will say though, Zoe, I asked you over a year ago to get me a Carly Rae Jepsen screenplay and I have had no progress on that.
Listen,
so
2020 happened.
Yeah. And we all got locked
in the way.
And we don't know what Carly's doing.
Right. We still don't know what Carly's doing.
Hundreds and hundreds of B-side bangers, baby. That's what
she's
doing.
Yeah, she's probably in her room.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Yeah. It's the song In My Room.
I want you in my room, but
I know. Yeah. I mean, but she's probably in her. That's the reference I was trying to make.
I know.
I should make a different one if you would like me to. If you would really, 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 really like me to, I can make a different reference.
Kayla, God, I love you so much. Will you run away with me?
Absolutely. I'll listen, it's fine. I'll find your lips in the streetlight.
There you go.
Anyway, 20 months, what would you do? Sipping on your lips is way worse. What would you do? It's way worse. Me and Zoe are probably the biggest CRJ fans that anyone knows.
Because Jeff Yetter.
Anytime we ever bring up Carly in life, it's just like, oh, Call Me Maybe. And I'm like, first of all, fuck you. That's not even her best song. And if you listen to her discography, you would know that that Canadian queen makes sonically perfect pop music.
Mwah, chef's kiss.
It's amazing.
Anyway, listen to Cut to the Feeling by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Please. The best.
Okay.
What would you do, Mariel?
20 months. Well, let's see. I've been locked up in my house. In the studio for 12 months about. Mm. And I've accomplished next to nothing. Besides staying alive. But if I had nothing else to do, I don't know. I think I've maybe tried to learn a different language. I'd say maybe I could accomplish learning two languages if that's all I was set on.
What languages?
I'd probably try and learn French because it's the closest. Or I mean, it's not the closest. It's like, you know, similar enough to English that I feel like I could pick it up. Really? And then I think I'd try to learn like if I had enough time, I probably couldn't do this in 20 months, but I would be interested to see if I could learn like Arabic, because Arabic is decently close enough to Spanish. Like there's a lot of really similar words and phrases and stuff that I would be curious to see if I could pick up on.
The alphabet's beautiful too. I'm really into alphabets though. I think the Thai alphabet, I think it is stunning. Check it out if you ever get a chance.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Thai alphabet.
Really selling alphabets here.
Yeah. Thinking about the Thai alphabet makes me think about how I used to more frequently play GeoGuessr with Emily, and like half of it would be us looking at stuff and being like, okay, it's either Thailand or the one that we always think is Thailand because the alphabets look a little similar. And it's one of my favorite ways to identify where you are. It's just like, oh, weird alphabet. All right, let's narrow it down to a continent.
Elise, 20 months.
What if I told you that I thought that the Cyrillic alphabet was the most sensual? It's not at all. It's not.
Sensual?
It's not the most sensual of the alphabets. If I had 20 months of free time, I'd definitely learn a new instrument. Piano comes to mind. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, for me, from a perspective of a custodian, I think I would say, hey, I want to get into the part of this job where I actually learn the chemical makeups of these products that I'm using. Maybe I launch my own product, you know, become an entrepreneur because I have the background in this. Okay. And specifically, maybe it's some type of product that I clean at night, you know, dirty in the dark, maybe that's the name of my company. And it's products that they're luminescent for someone like me. That's, you know, that's the shtick I'm doing.
Can we get Lady Gaga on the line for this?
Yeah.
Can we get a sponsor?
Dirty in the dark.
Yeah.
But
you can launch a special Chromatica line, much like those god awful Oreos that almost killed me.
You all touched on it so much. The travel, just the self, I think self bettering. Wouldn't you, if you had 20 months to work on you, wouldn't you want to become a better you?
My God. Yeah.
Everyone would, right?
I think I would hope so. Although, you know, I feel like if I wasn't under the stress of a pandemic and I was just like working from home for a year, I would have accomplished a lot more instead of like stressing about whether or not I'm going to die because I like touched my takeout container and then immediately ate it. And then was like, oh, no, I didn't wash my hands for 20 seconds. Is this the end? And I'm just like stressed for 2 weeks. Like that can definitely cut into the 20 months. But like, I feel like I would also do a similar like music, language, travel thing, which sounds like whatever. Ooh, I would get really good at FPS games.
Ooh.
Like, I would just, I would want to get, like, I would want to get, you know who the Brew Boys are? They're a local gaming group. They, like, do gaming and vlogs here. We talked to one of them, Lindsay, last week.
Yeah, they're right next door.
Yeah, there's a dude in that group, or there's like a person in that group. I think they call them, like, Alfredo. I don't know if that's a name or a nickname. But, yeah, I want to be as good as Alfredo at video games. I think I would do that. And then just, like, join an esports team once my 20 months is over.
Oh God, please do. Esports is a cesspool.
Yeah, I would be the most toxic player in esports. That would be my goal. I'd be so toxic, man. They'd be kicking me out of matches. I'd be fighting with the refs. I'd be flipping my Razer keyboard. Oh my God. But
shouting hashtag ad.
Yeah. the reason I asked you guys that is Papa John, you know the pizza?
Oh no.
Papa John.
Yes.
No. I'm familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, the founder John Schnatter, he tweeted out this week that he spent the past 20 months trying to remove the N-word from his vocabulary. He didn't say if he succeeded. He just said he was trying for 20 months. Like, so we don't know if he succeeded, but an attempt was being made for a full 20 months.
Is there is he like in rehab? Like, is he in a rehab?
N-word rehab? Yeah.
Is he in a racist rehab?
The way that's phrased, it makes it sound like a New Year's resolution.
It does, but it took him 20 months and we don't know if he succeeded.
As opposed to like unlearning racism as a white person.
No, just the N-word.
No, just the N-word. I feel like that's a snap decision.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just going to stop saying it.
Why would that take 20 months?
It's so ingrained in his vocabulary.
We have a little background. This might be why. So John Schnatter, who we all know is the real name of Papa John. He said a lot of things, including we all remember the controversy because it was like the Colin Kaepernick thing, and then like he was like anti-kneeling during the football games, and then he got caught saying the N-word on like an internal call with like a third party about like basically a racial sensitivity training, and he was like, well, they say it, why can't I say it? Oh, and then God. He said it, and then they removed him and they replaced him with Shaquille O'Neal. That's neither here nor there, but one of the things that he said to describe why him saying the N-word wasn't racism was he said that the actual racism was how people in his hometown would, quote, drag African-Americans behind their trucks, unquote. And that just came up organically. No one asked him to say that. He just had that anecdote in his pocket. Oh. Ever since then, he's devolved into a madness that I have loved to watch. I don't know if you got... He was an early Musical.ly TikTok adapter, and he would just post the most batshit fucking crazy videos. Like, he'd show, first of all, rich people, nouveau riche, doesn't matter, old money, new money, they all have shit taste. They all have shit fucking taste. True. Because they have so much money, so they get to the point where they think if they have money and it's expensive, then it's good, but it's ugly. And he shows off his ugly house with, like, have you guys seen them? He has like statues and like water features in his like subterranean gym. It's so fucking weird, dude.
Is anything pizza themed? Because I feel like these
no
people who
the missed opportunity then.
They're like CEOs of companies always have like, I'm sure Jeff Bezos has like an Amazon truck statue or something, or a cardboard box or a warehouse of overworked workers.
He probably no, that's just his personal staff.
Yeah.
Actually, if you work your way up the Amazon warehouse ladder, the final thing is you become a personal servant to Jeff Bezos. He owns you and your next of kin and your next generation. That's what is in the agreement that we never read when we sign up for websites. It's in there. You'll find it if you look for it, but no one's ever read it. So
read those TOS, babies.
Read those TOS.
Is he still eating as much pizza as he swore to eat?
Oh, are you talking about in November of 2019? When he said he's had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days and it's not the same pizza, it's not the same product, it just doesn't taste as good. Yeah. And then he said, quote, the day of reckoning will come, end quote. And I would just like to say, did he start COVID? Because that was November 2019.
It aligns up.
That's the month we got the first case.
We got smited.
Definitely aligns. You think Papa John's being ousted from his company.
It butterfly affected into us being in our homes for 12 months. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Papa John's.
So he's eaten 40 Papa John's pizzas?
Yeah, he said he ate 40 Papa John's pizzas over 30 days because he was like quality testing them to see if they were the same. And he said they were like not the same and they were like worse.
Like he thought they changed the recipe or they did or something.
Yeah, he said they like pulled a fast one on him like after he got ousted and started using like shittier product or whatever. And if they did, it was because they were trying to make up money from all the people stopping buying the racist pizzas. They had to cut corners.
Oh my god. Papa John's.
As somebody that when I eat pizza, I love to have a dipping sauce. I'm Canadian. We love sauces.
You're Canadian?
I am.
We talked a lot about Canada.
Oh, you guys ever need any intel? I'm from Toronto. If you ever need any intel, just let me know.
Do you know Drake? You're from the Six?
No, and I have a problem with the Six because I moved to America 9 years ago, and when I left Canada, we were still calling Toronto the T-Dot, as Cardinal Official taught us.
Ooh.
You know, I'm from the T.O, repping everywhere I go. And so Drake comes in and he goes, oh, the borough is the Six. And I'm like, nah, don't put disrespect on Cardinal's name. Cardinal O, that's still number one rapper from the T.Dot.
Yeah.
Just shout it out.
Was Snow also Canadian?
I believe he was Informer. Maybe from Toronto. He's Canadian for sure.
That tracks. him and Snow and Drake have the exact same Jamaican accent.
Yeah, well, like in Toronto, there are a lot of people from like Jamaica, West Indies, and so people speak a lot of. There's a lot of Patois slang going around, and we have Caribana every year, which is awesome.
Oh.
But
that's
then, people do appropriate it. And I'm like, Drake, I don't know how much.
Yeah, Drake was like Jamaican for 2 years.
Well, do you think he learned his accent in 20 months?
In 20 months. He said, I'm going to turn it all around.
It's not like he learned it in 20 minutes. It's not
something
great.
Something I do say, just because it was like so prevalent when I was growing up, is just saying what a guan to people.
What are you people talking about?
I do say what a guan. And, and I say it to people Jamaican in America thing. Who have no idea what it is.
It's like a Jamaican, like, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
That's patois. That's so fucking funny.
Would it take you 20 months to get that out of your vocabulary?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Someone saying it offends me that you say what a guan, and I go, no problem.
Oh.
Won't say it anymore.
20 seconds sounds like.
No harm, won't say it anymore.
It's way less offensive than what he was saying. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Oh, God. The way the sun is just blasting my camera right now.
You're glowing.
I look like I'm doing Krillin's like solar flare thing, or Tien's like solar flare thing in Dragon Ball Z.
I've never seen.
Oh, but something I was gonna say was I do think Papa John's is one of those pizza places that includes the sauces.
Yeah.
And yes. So I beg other pizza places. I don't want to eat Papa John's, but I do need the sauce. So please.
Actually, I used to love that sauce. Outside of the racism for me not eating it. But the real reason I can't eat it anymore is because one time they got like a tub of it and put our security guard in it. And they bathed him in the garlic sauce on a hot summer day outside the offices. And the smell that just came off of that turned my stomach so bad. I almost like threw up in the lawn outside. And like I can't do the Papa John's garlic butter sauce. I couldn't do it anymore. And then this happens.
I think that was before my time because I never got bathed.
Yeah,
in any
it was. Yeah, it was before your time.
I had to clean that up.
Oh yeah.
You were the janitor. That sounds awful. I hate that for you. I can only imagine the smell got worse after being left out all day.
Yeah, and at night the wild animals come because they smell.
That's
the
how
sauce.
We got the cats. That's how we got the cats and the piss.
How we get the cats.
I think the worst part was I heard that you had to actually, you were the one who hosed off and gently washed the security guard.
Give him a little sponge bath.
We have a bond for life. When he doesn't go to visit his family for Thanksgiving, he comes over to my place for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not sexual. It's just tender.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's like the relationship between a grandmother and their security guard. Sort of thing.
Which one are you, the grandmother or the security guard?
The security guard, because I protect him.
Right, he's the grandmother. Right.
I figured because you were doing the sponging
and he's like a fragile innocent grandmother type.
Oh god.
But he's still saying that word now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. 20 months later. He said he's trying. He's trying. We don't know if he succeeded. God, that's so fucking dumb.
He's such a piece of shit.
So he said, we've had three goals for the past 20 months to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else because it's just not true. What are the three goals? It's like a three-step program?
The man is on cocaine. He's always sweating. He's always like staring but blinking super hard. The man is not, it's not, listen, he's doing straight lines of that parm in the back, if you know what I mean.
Jesus Christ.
The little parm packets.
I think, you know what? Now that you're talking about it, I feel like Mark and Brad had him on the show back in like the early, early, early days.
Yeah?
Check the archives, baby.
I'll have to check.
Maybe just prioritize that one for digitization. Becoming digital.
Damn. You're no Snow, Kayla. You're no Canadian rapper Snow, because he would have said that word in 2 seconds.
Flat. Eloquently, yeah. Listen, English language got hands. I can't. Speaking of having hands, the hands of the clock are telling me that I think we're done.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we hit our time quota.
Look at us sick. Go.
That flew by.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so glad that we recorded late. Otherwise, we wouldn't have met Cheston Strawberry, the greatest janitor to ever live, a.k.a. Elise Willems, the also greatest janitor to ever live.
Thank you for having me. I mean, what I learned today is that I do need to work on my characters a little bit, come in more prepped maybe, and not just rely on that, because I do think, and thank you, you have all shown me that there's more to me than just whatever zany character I'm doing any day.
Yeah, like being Canadian.
Like the Canadian stuff.
Mm. Hey, you did great. Important. You did a really, really great job. You had me fooled. Yeah. I was like, Mr. Strawberry is a person and he is here now. And then you didn't even have to take any disguise off. You were just like, just kidding. And my eyes were opened.
It's physical. Like, what's that movie where the person's like limping and then they stop limping and they straighten their back up and then there's like a different person? That was you, but vocally.
Oh, are you thinking of in Willy Wonka when Gene Wilder does he pretends to have a cane and then he does the somersault?
No, but also yes, that.
Guess I am kind of a Gene Wilder type. And I get, in my defense, a lot of this is my custodial costume that I do wear every day. So,
yeah.
But you do have it embroidered with chest and strawberry.
Yeah. I did have to have that part custom made.
Okay.
That's just to throw off the IRS. But you know what? This has been a great episode. I think it's even better for Elise having joined us, even if it was a bit creepy at the beginning there. I think Mark and Brad will be fine. When they're back in the booth next week, it'll all be good. Do you guys have anything you want to wrap up with?
No, just I hope Todd Howard's doing okay.
After being subjected to Mark and Brad, who's to say?
I guess we'll find out.
I'd just like to say to Papa John, keep in there. Maybe by month 21, 22, you'll finally figure it out, my guy.
If Mark and Brad have any character openings, just let me know, because I feel like I'm always just, at arm's reach. I do sleep in the studio. Don't tell them that. But I'm up for anything.
Listen, I ain't no snitch.
Yeah.
What a guan.
Secret's safe with us.
What a guan.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for making it to the end of this episode. I really appreciate it. I just want to say to everyone, hey, be safe. Wear a mask and don't be a bitch like Ted Cruz, Governor Abbott, and whoever is the dude that shut down the mask mandate in Mississippi. He's a bitch too. Bye.